friends, family of the Mr. Maker world, my business partners, my friends, this is overwhelming, the support. It really is. Thank you all for being here, and of course my committee members, partners and sponsors. So I'm a human resource trainer by profession, so bear with me if I go through it in a structured way. So we have a lot of exciting things to share with you, and we have our new logo that we worked very hard on. So let's go into it. Mr. Maker World currently dominate mainstream media. There are so many of them here in tremendous support. Thank you all. Thank you. Why get involved? The goodwill, and this is for potential sponsors, the goodwill, brand representation, reach through with our media partners, Gleaner, TVJ, all of you here today, media, that means so much to us. I could go through the entire list, but thank you. Local and international appeal, and of course about the legacy or history. We have 3 Miss Worlds, 1 present today, Cindy Breakspear, and we have had so many representatives in the top 10. We have done exceptionally well, and we're proud of our women, that it takes so much to do what they do, especially standing in front of such a difficult Jamaican audience. But you keep us on our toes. Thank you for that too. As you can see, this presentation is, you'll be able to find it on the Facebook page and our website, so you can go through it in great detail. Our brand, it's a tremendous legacy. It's big shoes to fill, coming from a Mickey Houghton James. The Queens, their involvement with charity and work, and I'm about to share with you so many other things that we've been able to do. So we'll continue, we'll have an elimination show, and I'll go through the dates in a minute, and then we'll continue with our fast track competitions and visits to dignitaries and so on. So what is Mr. Maker World all about? And here it is, it's about scholarships. We strongly believe as a committee and as a team that we really needed to give something of value to these young women, especially in difficult times. We really want to give them a start, and with our partners we've been able to do so. So the training is significant, the business opportunities, the branding, marketing, charities and voluntary work. We're doing things different this year. For the first time we have a mission statement, which is also there, which basically says the Mr. Maker World pageant is dedicated to the further development and growth of young women through education, training, community development, opportunities and exposure. We're committed to the upliftment and advancement of Jamaica and our Jamaican people. We'll be a voice for real issues and challenges that our people face, and we will form strong alliances with existing bodies to have greater impact. We will put true meaning to beauty with a purpose and work diligently to raise awareness, funds and support for those in need. We're committed to ensuring that our partners and our stakeholders achieve the maximum benefit. We're obligated to the contestants, the winner, prepping her for the Miss World competition. We're also obligated to our sponsors, our partners, the general public, to ensure that we deliver a spectacular event that is witnessed live throughout Jamaica and the diaspora. What's new? So I'll take you through them one by one. The creation of a mission statement, the creation of a committee, which is a qualified, highly experienced, dynamic team that shares our passion, and it's an honor to work with all of you. Prize Car, Suzuki, Stewart's Auto Sales have joined us. We're not leasing a car, we're giving a car. And thank you, Suzuki. We have partnered with UCC, University of London, Kursk State Medical University in Russia, to give a $5 million scholarship. This is a scholarship I introduced when I had the pageant in 2002 and felt it was important to put something of value. We brought them back, and we do hope that we will encourage other pageants, other competitions, to engage in providing things of great value. That's what it's about. Significant impact with our charities. We have invited them here today for transparency. This is what drives us, being able to have a meaningful contribution to the lives of those that we encounter. Greater media coverage, better production, the production team and level, global standard is what we're going after. The Gleaner Company, new approach, competition for national costume, editorial content, increased value for stakeholders, live online streaming, free, increase in local and international media reach, TVJ, new creative approach to increase, again, stakeholders' value. What's new? We continue the training through Fusion Consulting Limited. We're going to do a training program that will intensify the level that has ever been given before, and we're going to put all 20 contestants through training as if we're training for the Miss World. What that does is 19 contestants will benefit significantly after, and then we can get to another level of training for our Miss Jamaica in prep for taking the crown. Ambition. Self-defense training, which is a new introduction through Sheehan. Through Sheehan Kaylin Cardenas, which is a 6 Dan degree black belt, 6 degree black belt masters. And she'll be teaching these young ladies about self-defense. Crime is a big challenge for us, and we wanted to look at every angle possible. Odd Pem, who's a partner of, who's one of our clients, Fusion Consulting, we've engaged them to help with disaster preparedness. They're doing an excellent job out there, but I think when I talk amongst my peers about, are you prepared for a national disaster? And I don't hear the things like, have a backpack ready to go, speak to your family and friends of a location where to meet in case of, crisis, instead of creating havoc. So we'll take them through training on that. Cultural element and promoting Brand Jamaica. That's what it's about. Our theme, Beauty with a Purpose, celebrating Brand Jamaica. We are a magnificent nation that has accomplished so much. And it's truly an honor to be Jamaican. Another new element, the judging process. We've engaged another business partner, PricewaterhouseCoopers. We wanted to revamp in a way that, again, transparency, credibility. We'll have a PricewaterhouseCoopers representative overseeing the judging process. And on the final night, they'll be taking those results on stage. Nothing to do with us, the committee. The production team, we're going to be working with Schools for the Deaf, and we're going to engage an individual who can do sign language. I do sign language. I think it's just another way of communication. We'll have somebody doing sign language on the night for greater reach. Miss Jamaica World National Costume for the Miss World. I think that's an area we could work on, which is why we're going to engage Gleaner and do a national competition, engaging the public. There are supporters, and they will not be forgotten. The venue, which is coming up, we have some changes to share. Church service, we've never had that. On my birthday, June 23rd, we'll be in church, asking the Lord for some special prayers and guidance. Now the dates, and there's more to come, but for now, we're working so hard. We have our press launch today. June 15th will be our elimination. June 16th, our first photo shoot. The 17th, training begins. The 23rd, you heard that, church service. The 25th, photo shoot. We're going to also engage a partner through our non-profit, Success Jamaica. That's in its 10th year. We're partnered with the Hope Zoo. So for the first time, we're going to have Carl and Mark Yuzuri doing creative designs with animal print, engaging animals. So that's where our photo shoot will be. We're also going to include our STEPS charity, special needs children, that we're going to pair with each contestant and have a day up there for them too. The 28th to the 30th, we'll have our out-of-town, June that is, out-of-town trip, which will cover a fast-track event. We'll have our Hope Zoo clean-up. These girls are going to be working. No posing against a sign or anything like that. We're going to be working. We'll do our courtesy calls, July 8th, rehearsals for Coronation Show begins, the 18th, pre-judging, the 21st, we had to make a change here, the 21st, because of a venue issue, but 21st is our finals. Our committee, Karina Coburn, who is also a business partner, she's in BC now with IDB, she'll be joining us, she's our support in terms of working out the budget, which is proving to be a challenge, so we welcome all the sponsors. Carol Guntley, who unfortunately isn't here today, but she's very much on the committee. Christine Straw, former Miss Jamaica World. Max Earl, Frame by Frame. Wow. We're shooting for the stars. Julie James, attorney at law. She's also on our team to ensure we can deal with some legal issues, protect our girls. Peter Green, Event to Event. Another amazing team there. Dr. Curtis Espinosa, a dear friend. She was in a competition with me back then, you know. Won't say what date. Year, rather. She'll be helping us to research so we can make decisions based on facts, not necessarily emotions, so we can have greater impact. Dr. Shelley Trim, who is a team member of Fusion Consulting. Kerry Butler, my brother, who I know I can, he'll be up 4 a.m., 7 a.m., it doesn't matter. He will work with me. And I've told my committee members, listen, if you get that BB at 4 a.m., don't kill me. It just comforts me to know it's been sent. He'll work on set design. Melissa Chin, I met her through Surviving the Corporate Jungle and all of that. I'd like to just pause here for a moment to say everybody, every member of our committee, I have a carefully handpicked, and it's all about building and maintaining relationships, taking care of your relationships. You get what you put into them, and I think the support here is certainly indicating that. Regina Beavers, she has been a part of it for so much, a former Miss Jamaica World, and I'm happy for her. Sarah Lawrence, a doctor too, I know her schedule, but we're working it through. Suzanne Mahfoud Beck, in motion, she'll come from a choreography standpoint as well as Lanternette. Kaida Costa, we have the best working with set design. David Eitan, production. As you can see, we've gone for a level that we've never had before. Never. And there's so much more, giving volunteer services, coming on board, the phones are ringing, telling us, listen, anything you need, and that I'm truly grateful for. Our partners, Stewart's Auto Sales, you heard our vehicle, not just the winner will get a car to take home, but they're also going to partner with us and have a partner vehicle, Miss Jamaica World partner vehicle, and Suzuki, Stewart's Auto Sales, that will, for the entire year, and that vehicle will be able to hold up to 5 fabulous women, and that vehicle will be doing work, charities, fundraising events, appearances. We will not stop. UCC, our scholarship, $5 million. Thank you, UCC. Television Jamaica, we need you, and we are always happy to have you. Lena Company, of course, Mr. Barnes, very much in the house. Karen Cooper. My team, Fusion Consulting, that has given me permission, and, you know, I'm being very patient with this other thing I've taken on. Spartan Health Club, that will be building bodies. We will, Mickey's still there. He's nowhere, not too far away, and Spartan will be building bodies. Breakthrough Communications. It's such an honor to work with professionals that know what they're doing, experience. My, you make our work so much easier, though there's lots of it. Interlink Communications, our website, and we've challenged them to get creative, and they are doing so. Cosma Tours, been with us for a while, and PricewaterhouseCoopers. Continuous OddPem, SportsMax, we'll be going into 25 countries live. Montego Bay Convention Center, Amstar Destination Management, Angelo's Design, Stush. Event to Event, Frame by Frame, Phase 3. KLE Group, we've engaged those dynamite gentlemen. Event Solutions, Success Jamaica, a nonprofit. The breakdown of the scholarships, which you will have and you'll be able to find on our website. The training, not only will we train them for a pageant, we're going to give them life skills. We'll go through image building, all that we train now in the corporate world, public speaking, voice and speech, leadership and team building, interview skills and techniques, presentation skills and walking, social, business and professional etiquette, transformation and empowerment, self-defense training, disaster preparedness. These are just some of the things. And with the team I have, we'll get creative, continue to be creative. Steps. School for Therapy Education and Parenting of Children with Multiple Disabilities. Jamaica School for the Deaf and McCann. Children Care and Development Center. St. Patrick's Foundation. We actually engaged St. Patrick's Foundation again because we got involved with them in 2002 and were able to do a charity fashion show that was able to raise a fair amount of money to give up quite a number of beds for these children. Planting trees, hope to do volunteer work, recycling campaign, fundraising events for charity. We will be doing so much, not just the winner, but as I said, we're preparing all of them as if we're sending them off to the Miss World. Work with children and volunteer work. We're going to bring a cultural experience. We'll take them through theater, through music, through the National Art Gallery, with the help of my best friend, Simon Fredericks, who tells me our artists and art range from 500 Jamaican to 5 million. They're highly recognized locally, internationally. We want them to learn about that, wine tasting, all of that. Courtesy calls, so bearing 9 sponsors and potential sponsors. We're willing to work for your support. We have always had a Cornwall, Middlesex and Surrey competition. We haven't had Surrey in a while. We've brought back Surrey. How it works is that the winner of these counter competitions will be compulsory in our top 20. Moving forward, we're going to have more of a cohesive relationship. Our website will have the faces of these individuals who represent us out of town. So, for example, Middlesex will have their finals in Mandeville on June 8th. And we're going to have more work, giving them more support. In fact, in our discussions with our sponsorship, and we'll have Dean Shepherd, Blueprint, a partner, will also help to engage some other sponsors to help to give them support to elevate their competitions and have wider reach. So, Miss Jamaica World, 2013. She'll have a car to take home, training package, Miss World wardrobe, Nirvana magazine contract valued at $5,700. That would be her cash prize. We're up to $15 million in prizes and cash, and we're working hard to give more. And it won't just be about the winner, but all contestants. Scholarships will go to the top five girls. And if they already have their degree, they have to pick a girl in their year and award it to them. Global standards, the production concept, and this is building. Not just a beauty pageant, we're moving away from that. We're looking at having a complete entertainment package so that if you come to support your contestant and she doesn't win, maybe you'll sit back and say, well, we made some effort to give you a production that was worth it. The audience engagement, we'll have some things planned for all of you, the faithful supporters, red carpet, pre-show entertainment, Beauty with a Purpose, celebrating Brand Jamaica, presentation of the contestants, Media Village and Sponsors Village. Filming, as Max and the team is here, so media, you can ask them individually, that's what they're on the team for. The whole idea of getting a team, we're big, but the whole idea is to get people who are experts, qualified, capable and dynamic, passionate people who can represent each key area of what it is we need to accomplish. So rather than, and he will explain more of that to you about the filming. The set design, I don't want to stay too much on this one because I don't want to give too much, but our set design is changing up a bit. So here we go. So this is what we're going after, global standards, and a stage that the ladies can maneuver with ease without any difficulty. We're thinking of them. I remember those days. Our proposed venue. This is a big one for us. We're moving to the Montego Bay Convention Center. It's a big move, and it wasn't without careful thought because we've been in Kingston for so long. But based on what it is we'd like to produce and give to our Jamaican people is a production that's phenomenal, international standards. We're going to be meeting with Knutsford Express. We're going to be talking about how we can broker deals, incorporate the ticket costs. We're going to be talking to hotels for those who may want to come down for the weekend and get discounts. We're teaming up with Amstar to ensure that we can do everything within our powers to think of you. In addition to that, we're partnering with some other people to go live free coverage that will increase significantly eyes per screen. So there's more to come, lots more. We think we're happy. We went and did a site inspection, a production team. Everybody's excited about this move, and we do hope that we'll get support on this. It's a fabulous venue, underutilized, and we're happy to have the date, July 21. The national competition, the national costume, which we'll work on. And then, of course, we've had three former Miss Worlds. Why not another? Why not another? So please, any support you can give to give them exposure, we welcome it. This year, Miss World will be held in Indonesia. We had to move it up a bit, and there's a lot of ground to cover with very little time. You know the decision with Mr. James, that was not an easy decision for him because he's passionate and he has contributed significantly to the lives of so many women that are so powerful in society today. In their own way, we're all leaders. It wasn't an easy decision for him. He just wanted to make sure that whoever took it over shared the same passion and could really give this competition its worth. And I'm going to do my best, which is all.